There's a tree next to the wall that was separating two chatzeres, and they use it as a ladder to get up to the top of the koisel. Then we do treat it as a ladder, and they can make one eruv, even though it's also to climb on a tree on Shabbos, but it's only a rabbanon, and the eruv takes effect in the shmoshes, and they do not make this gzeira the rabbanon and the shmoshes. So since it was usable in the shmoshes, the eruv takes effect. But if they made a tree which was also ba'no because of avodah zarah as a way of getting to the top of the koisel, that is a derisa to be nana from the tree, shari asa ba'no. But razal cause of a hepech, the ilo and ainu moyel, hashem or elis, gushite yivesha. That the case of the tree is no good, because the mice is rabbanon. And how could you treat this as a Pesach if you know that even if you're going to be matur in Ben HaShemoshes, but immediately after Ben HaShemoshes, it'll be also to use this Pesach, because it's not a climate tree. But the Asherah, since there's no Isra Mitzad Yichud Shabbos, even though there's an Isra Mitzad Yichud Shabbat Yizorah, that's not enough a reason to pass it. The Yavesha, if you want to make it possible to climb up an Asherah, it must be an Asherah which was dried out, and there's no leaves and no fruit on it, and made with no Gzera to climb up that tree. Even though Lechafila once had to even climb up such a tree, Mikra Din, it's not a problem. Mr. Brew brings El Yerabba, says that Loch is like the first of our many hold that way. Shweishel comes out, and if there is a tree that's used as a ladder to get to the top of the wall, it can be used as Pesach for the wall and enable them to make an Erev together. In other words, the Chatzeres on both sides of the wall can make an Erev together.